Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Death Row.
Welcome once again to none other than, hey, we know what it is, Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 3. If anybody wants to send anything in, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. You can also Facebook EMAX, EMAXXTHEEMIJJ. Hood Tunes on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for listening, but you can feel free to call in at 646-478-0944. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Ooh, looking at 216-400, 216-468. Be with you all real quick. Let me give you like a couple of disclaimers so that nobody can say that I didn't let them know what was going on. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all information that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Hood Tunes. Call and blame Boogie Me 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, press one, a call back. Now, I'm going to give you a top 10 on a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, because I won't do it if we go too much further in this. So I will say number 10, I think it was the BWE Poetry, which was last Saturday at Irving Joe's. Number nine, Songbirds, Melody, live singer, songwriter, Tiffany, artist, meet and greet, January 25th, 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Irving Joe Cafe at 15549 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, 216-205-7967. I think tickets are $10 for that one. Number eight, Good for the Hood at Irving Joe Cafe. Money for the Greater Cleveland Food Bank last Friday. Beautiful thing. Number seven, Facebook 118, Benny the Butcher at the Grog Shop. So that was a nice little event that happened. Number six, you can Facebook Vigatron Cerberus video release, Cerberus video release at the Grog Shop. That was last Tuesday. Number five. Oh, wow. Today, it was the Dr. MLK Day celebration at the Lorraine Library with youth speakers. And that happened. Also, number four, Facebook Cycle Conference. That was at the East Cleveland Library today as well. Number three, you could Facebook the 2019 kickoff MLK Day. That was January Writers Meeting at the RTA meeting. Fourth slash program was tonight. Number two, you could, big jump, you could Facebook the Dr. MLK extravaganza, more on that in a little while. And the biggest jump is number one, the Women's March Cleveland 2019 Facebook. And you had about 1,000 plus out there the past Saturday with activists and a potluck going on the day before. On that Friday, but Saturday, everything jumped off, and it was nice to see so many people out there in unity. Also, hey, it's party time. I want to let people know that, well, Judy Martin's birthday is today. I guess we'll celebrate it at the meeting on Wednesday. We just won't tell her. So it'll be a double celebration because a lot of us couldn't get there because we were at the MLK event. But that's all right. We'll look out for Judy Martin. Just don't tell her, Prizer. And then also tomorrow, Joseph Motley, J.R., period. Joseph Motley Jr.'s birthday is tomorrow. Here's a present that you all can keep your ears and eyes out for the brother. If you look at it, on Facebook, Virtual Independent Gospel Awards. That's Facebook. And that will start in February the 1st. You can vote for Joseph Motley Jr. Ain't no limit what the Lord will do. Nominated for two awards. And, of course, that's I'm a Superwoman Radio presents the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards. I'm going to try to get her to come through to the workshop, see if she'll talk more about that. And before I go to the phone lines, for those who need to know, since I'm calling the name a lot, if you want to know what's going on, you can, you know, catch with Joseph Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R, period, on Facebook or YouTube under Joseph Motley Jr., but he had so many different videos that his newer page, Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube, has a lot of videos. Tomorrow, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. Probably play something from him on that program, too. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. And about that Hip Hop Workshop Show tomorrow, if you Facebook, like I say, that's why you need your pins and everything. If you were to Facebook, Stop the Inhumanity Coalition at the Cuyahoga County Council meeting, well, that's tomorrow, 4:30 p.m., East 9th and Prospect, the County Council, and you will hear from Joe Jones from Father's Lives Banner with a definite appeal. You will hear from the whole coalition. I'm going to mention the coalition maybe once now and get back into what it was like working for them. But let's just say, when you say coalition, You're talking about Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Carl Stokes Brigade, Cleveland Lead Safe Network, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, CCPC, Imperial Women's Coalition, Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition, Ohio Organizing Collaborative, Ohio Student Association, Puncture the Silence, Stop Mass Incarceration, Refuse Fascism Cleveland, Showing Up for Racial Justice, a.k.a. SURGE, NEO, standing for Northeast Ohio, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy Incorporated, and the Tamir E. Rice Foundation. And I'll get into that in just a little bit, you know, longer, but I just want you to know that when we talk about a coalition, that is why it's real deep fundamental things that have come up, and they'll be there tomorrow at the Cuyahoga County Council meeting. And so this is what we're going to do right now. I'm throwing out all kinds of stuff that's happening, and I want to shut up now and at least say, let's go to our first phone caller at 216-400. 216-400, how are you?
Well, sir, I am doing much better because I'm calling to thank you for being so alert and saving my life, because it had not been for you and you being alert and calling EMS, I would have ended up losing my life because they had misdiagnosed me regular nosebleed when a blood vessel had burst in my nose. And I was bleeding inwardly. And you noticed something wasn't exactly right and called EMS. And by you doing that, it did save my life, although I lost a lot of blood. But the life, our life is in the blood. Thank you. I just called to thank you for doing that. And not only that, but thank you for looking out for me in many other ways. So thanks, Mr. Porter. And I'm glad that Martin Luther King Day turned out well. I would like to have been in the midst of it. I even wanted to recite my poem, but that's okay. Because of him, I became an activist. And I'm thankful because I did realize that there were a lot of people marching with Dr. King that were not for him. But one thing about it, he went through a lot of pain and suffering. But one thing, Dr. King in Alabama, he lived in jail. It looked like they loved to put him in jail. But at that time, they loved to put any black in jail that's trying to stand up for their rights. So thank you, sir, for a blessed day. And not only to you, but also thankful to Donna Walker Brown, the general, and her family. So thanks again, and
have a
blessed day.
You do the same. You definitely do the same. Please hold the line. Okay. All I can say is on that note, because it was brought up, I'd like to thank some of the people who were able to show up in the bad weather, like East Cleveland City Council Vice President Ernest L. Smith, Michael Goldstein brought like a tray of 80 cookies. It was the Doc King Jr. Extravaganza 2019, Inform and Empower the Black Community to Its Own Resources. And the question, would Dr. King be proud or disappointed with black leadership in Cleveland, Ohio? It was hosted by ICRM, Inner City Republican Movement, Change Starts with Choice. It was held at the Black on Black Crime, Inc. headquarters at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. If you want to know more about what's going on, you can show up this coming Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. But you had Micah Derry, AFP Representative Angela Woodson of NAACP's Executive Committee. You also had Peter J. Corrigan, Harvard alumni, Ted Geary, African-American Museum, Brother Ernie Harris, Joe Jones of Father's Lives Matter, Free Food, Peach Cobbler, the whole nine. Obie Shelton was the violinist, Ward 9, Councilman Kevin Conwell Band, Dude Came and Freestyle by request with Suave Gotti, and the best thing is Al Porter Man in the Street. All I had to do was get the room ready. You know, I want to let people know something. This was an event that people used to headquarters and went to use a lot of the people, because I know of some people here and there. That's cool. But the thing was, you know, Kevin Conwell, donated time and all of that. My thing was this. I guess y'all are wondering, well, what did Al Porter, Man in the Street, say? All right, I'm going to tell you what I said then. Not a damn thing. I didn't have to. Sometimes in being a leader, you find out the best thing is when you have people there speaking and they have a lot of things to say and it's powerful and it's strong, then am I just speaking to be speaking? Do I need to speak? If I don't need to speak, sometimes it's good to just be there, keep your big-ass mouth shut, and show support. It brings people more or less to you because they're like, oh, shoot, okay. They kind of know that Al Porter's not trying to be on every dang thing. I already do enough in the community, and that's a blessing. I do enough. So sometimes you don't have to do a whole lot. That's my little soapbox that I'm on right now, but I want to let people know that sometimes are you doing the creator's work or are you trying to force your own issue or agenda? You know, yeah, I was at the headquarters early this morning. Yeah, I shoveled. Yeah, I helped work on stuff. Yeah, I helped with the scraping of old paint. Yeah, I helped make sure everything went right. When everything went off well, do I need my, I guess, accolades on earth, or would I rather have them in heaven? Let's figure that one out. As I tell people before I go to the next phone caller, that should you choose, let's move down the line, because if I don't tell you what's going on, somebody will call me out later on and say, man, he talks a lot, but he never tells me what's happening. I don't know. So to keep you from telling me that, I'll say you can Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. You can also Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. How about Facebook Black House Sound Open Mic? Or Facebook Fred Barkley Live? Or how about OPN Radio on WeUpRadio.com, which airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time? Okay, you could Facebook Alpha Porter J.R. Peart with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And the website is blackonblackcleveland.com. I already told you about the Black on Black Crime meeting, but I'll tell you what I will do. I'll go to the 216-468 number because they're probably saying, you know something, Al Porter? I wish you'd shut up more on this radio show, and I can respect that. 216-468, how you doing?
Black House Sounds, how's it going?
Man, I'm doing well, I'm doing well. What's going on with you, man?
Well, just want to say to everybody, this is a wonderful day when it comes to Martin Luther King. I want to respect that. I was just calling through to just say to everybody that supported what we did at Joe's Cafe, that event that we did. Thank you for showing love to Black House Sound. Also, want to say that hopefully Open Mic will be in February, and so we will see about that. Other than that, I was just calling through. I hope everyone in February go ahead and vote for No Limit, What the Lord Will Do. Check the song out, listen back to it, check it on out if you would like. You can also leave comments when you check it out. Other than that, you will see a lot of me once this weather breaks. And like I say, I'm a wrestling coach, many different things. So it's hard to really be at a lot of places at one time. So I just want to show love to everyone that's doing what they're doing. And thank you all. Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music. Peace.
Peace. And I appreciate him. As a matter of fact, like I say, that Vega Virtual Independent Gospel Awards, definitely Facebook it, check it out. The flyer will be moving around. Last Thursday, East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club, I have to bring this up because Nathaniel Martin Council at Large, it was held at the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Medical Center, wings, fries, water. And I spoke in East Cleveland. I thanked the residents for setting the example for the recall. You see, you know, it was different points. I worked with certain individuals, such as, but not limited to, 16-foot step ladder for the soapbox, people like Cassandra McDonald, Manziel Baker, Gerald, rest in peace, Gerald Struthers, 44112news.com, Latik Shabazz, William Fambro, Devin Branch, Ernstdale Smith, Nathaniel Martin, Barbara Thomas, Juanita Gowdy, Elder Goodrum, Judge Una Keenan, Terry A. Tolfrey, Art McCoy, Corinne Stevenson, And the reason I thanked him was because if anybody's seen the Scene magazine, which is going from January 16th to January 22nd, go to page 5. It says black advocacy groups begin process for mayoral recall. Two local advocacy groups intend to pull petitions to recall Mayor Frank Jackson in response to what they call ineffective leadership and a lack of concern for Cleveland neighborhoods. Al Porter of Black on Black Crime, Inc. and Jeff Mixon of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County, unaffiliated with the National Black Lives Matter movement and the local chapter, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, submitted a list of demands in the affidavit the past week that included implementing a jobs program for teens, definitely lowering property taxes for low and middle income residents, funding initiatives to combat bullying and domestic violence, and complying with the recommendations of the Cleveland Lead Safe Network, which was an affidavit of this sort was filled out. Now, before I go to the 2163 phone number, what people didn't realize, I had to let them know, that's an incomplete story. You see, the completed story was that the day after on Thursday, we went down and picked up the recall petition affidavit where it was pulled, and it said, I, Jeffrey B. Mixon, registered voter, elector of the city of Cleveland, do hereby seek the recall of Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson for ineffective and negligent leadership, taxation without representation, and boom, then it finished up. Now, the reason I say that is because a lot of people would ask me, well, what does that have to do with none other than the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday? See, a lot of people forget certain things. They forget, number one, he was a reverend, and that number two, King didn't just march with his left hand. King would have his right hand behind his back for a sledgehammer full of legislation because he knew the importance of letting you know, hey, give me basically what I want, not go away, which is kind of like, you know, I'll say Storm or Stephen King particular film, but it was very, very interesting because Storm of the Century was the name of the Stephen King adaptation. Give me what I want, not go away. But if you weren't going to give him what he wanted through marching, he had legislation coming in. And really, I think Shirley Chisholm put it right almost a decade later, basically speaking, when she said, hey, if they won't give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair and sit at the table yourself. And just like I outlined last week, my reasons that have been given so many different times, from the way the Peace Alliance was gutted, where people weren't able to leave tips the way they should have, and the crime skyrocketed, it really made my job hard. So instead of me standing around and gathering and complaining, it's about time to get up off my behind and do something about it. But right now, I'm going to take the 216209 phone call. By luck, it's probably Frank G. Jackson telling me it is what it is. 216209, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Brother Al?
Oh, I'm doing well, man. What's happening?
Oh, man. You know, the last couple of days I've been seeing a lot of stuff on TV, and, you know, it's been going across a lot of people's mindsets and stuff about bullying. And, you know, we can't get no further with this subject about bullying if we got the biggest bully in the White House trying to bully everybody for a wall.
Right.
I mean, you know, come on now. Let's be honest about bullying. I mean, if we can't get the commander in chief to really see what he's doing is bullying, because you're holding people's livelihood a hostage. And it's not just the federal workers. You're making our national security at stake. When you got Coast Guard, who's supposed to defend our homeland and help us out in disasters, and you holding their paycheck. Man, I don't want to go farther and farther into this. This is John from Black Odyssey. From all those that don't know, I just put out a new video for Goldie Pendant. So I don't know if all those people have seen it, but it's only been out 2 days, and a lot of people have seen it already. So I want to thank y'all for that. We got another video on the way. from Goldie and a couple other from other artists is coming up. Black Odyssey's in the works of doing a show. We will get you the date and the time at a later broadcast.
Okay.
Our show that we're working on is not one that we're throwing. We've been invited to go to a show. So as soon as we get more info, we'll give more info. So a lot of times I say things when they first come up, so I bring them out right here on this show exclusively. So I want to send a special shout-out to Max Spitt. He had a really great performance last night at the Grog Shop. There's some beautiful video work in a couple weeks from him coming up as well. And for all the ones that I kind of like miss, big shout-out to you as well. And all the people who fight the good fight. Oh, man, you already know, Al. And I do got one question because
there's some
younger kids that was out today, and they were, I guess they had been doing some internet searching, and they was talking about the FBI files on Martin Luther King, and they seen some things and stuff like that may try to destroy the man's character. And I asked them a question in return of that question, and I asked them, so what does Black history mean to you? Is it from what someone else told you, or from what you learned and read, and how it reflects you in today's standards? Because I don't know about you, I don't see all those people standing up screaming and hollering, what were all those people at then when all these people are saying he's fake now? Where are they at now? They won't show their face now. So before you read something on the internet and have somebody tell you a story, do your own information and do your own observation on what goes on about our history. And then you'll come up with a little bit better understanding than listening to what somebody else tells you. I'm John from Black Odyssey, and I'm going to keep it short and simple. Shout out to Black House Sounds, and y'all have a great night. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, I appreciate it. I appreciate you very much for that. Please hold the line, because there's a song I wanted to play from Black Odyssey last week, and I didn't get a chance to do that, so I've got it queued up. Before I go to the 216-543 phone number, I will tell people this, because, you know, I really appreciate how everything is going. So I might need to tell people, get this out of my way so I don't have to do it. Hey, the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WRE 1490 AM. Life Obstacles is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WRE 1490 AM. MC Chill Talk is Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WRE 1490 AM. There's a trend there. Kit and Angelica, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, all on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Wow, I'm glad because I got rid of those things. I can also let people know that if you want to, you can Facebook DNA Officials with a Z Live. And that'll be Wilbert's 812 Huron Road. That's Diggy Knott, who mentioned Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop back in the day when we were on Lee Road, Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland. Mentioned my name, Art McCoy's name. And wait a minute, it was mentioned in Cleveland Plain Dealer years ago. And so anyway, Wilbert's 812 Huron Road, Nicky Knott returns, 44115, Cleveland, Ohio. That's a 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time show where the doors open at 9. And that's Saturday, January 26, 2019. And Mawinski will be a part of it, Bill from Detroit. So hey, I just want to give that brother a big shout-out. Congratulations. And because I have not done it, I didn't do it, please forgive me, y'all. I didn't let people know that, you know, January 5th, that was when you had episode number 199 of the Hip Hop Workshop. The reason that I'm telling you this is that that's when you had it. And a lot of things happened. A lot of things indeed. As a matter of fact, we're going to have fun. I'm going to play this song, Keep Praying, from Black Odyssey. Why? Hey, because power just went out, and you got to keep praying. And I'm so glad the laptop was all charged up. I'll be right back with our next phone call after this. At least I hope so. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody for being a part of the program. You didn't have to be. And while I wait for things to reboot itself up, I can tell you what I do need to do. Since we're here live and direct, and so what I'm getting ready to do right now is at least go back to my phone line and see what's happening, because I am definitely going to say who is on my phone line. That's what I do. We'll play it that way. 216, how you doing out there? And the reason that I can see the problem is going on is, and I'm hoping you all are listening to me, this is definitely not on me. I believe I'm waiting for Brother James Jerome Bell to possibly pick up. But the reason that you can't is because I'm having some fun right here. The reason I'm having fun right now is because Brother Jerome Bell, just hold the phone line. That's all you have to do is just hold the phone line, because you're going to come in probably a lot sooner than later. This is what happens when something insane happens. And the reason I say that is I've got my lantern and everything, so I kind of know better than to call back into the program, because once the power goes out, the station goes. But fortunately, the phone line didn't go. So I can prop up and do the one thing that apparently I'm kind of good at, and that is talking. So at 9:32 p.m., Brother Jerome, Brother John Allen, I'll say Mother Porter, Joseph Motley Jr., and a couple other folks who are on the phone line, let's start it off this way, because I would have taken my time to play a song, but I can't play it right now. But I can let people know that, this feels kind of cool. It's by Lantern, Don't Ask. At the Saturday, January 5th, 2019 hip-hop workshop. And this is what's very important. If I'm not mistaken, you had such people such as Mama Porter, Brother Kahar from the New Black Panther Party, a.k.a. the Imam of Color spoke, Harold Stallworth, Lanice Lee, Daniel Woods, DJ Trip Drop, Dolores Gray. Yep, she did a couple of Zumba songs with Bill Thomas, Philip Scott, Kim R, a.k.a. from the Black House Sounds Open Mic, Mike Goldstein, Spade 216, Chantel Quinn, my brother Jeff Schlecky, Litterbugs, Fred did his Facebook Live, Carl Powers III, Tila, Simmons, Ben Simmons, Michael Major Taps Brown, Suave, did his freestyle with MC Derek and spoke. Joe Sims, Audrey, Colin. Now, I want to say that Brother Kahar said he was the Imam of Colors and spoke on the red, the black, and the green color history from Honorable Musai Marcus Garvey, Sergeant Major Stokes. He spoke on the BMA, played the Black Man's Army remix song from the CMHA CD. Spade 216 spoke on 216440 Pride, Migos saying they're the best rap group of all time, which led to Lazy Bone putting out Let Me Go, Migos, and Busy Bone going online, Facebook Live with a baseball bat. What it'll do to them? Or their supporters, 12 gauge and all that, before police interrupted them, of course. And I did take the pledge to not play Migos music on my shows. Now, because if I said in California, hey, Sheriff is better than Tupac or Eazy-E, I would get no airtime. And if the sheriff said he was better, in New York than Big or Karis One. I'd get no airtime. Silver Beetle Richards, let me know about the Cleveland DJ Darrell being their DJ. And that's true. But at least the one thing was, it wasn't DJ Darrell who said that trash. It was the group. P.S. and Cleveland Spitboxers. Hey, definitely put it down. It was very interesting that, you know, it was the group. And in Cleveland, I remember when Spitboxers Lazy Bone battled and beat New York's Rottweiler in Cleveland. Silver B said he's paying tribute to Mama Porter and others. The next month's episode, issue number 200 of the Hip Hop Workshop, Ra Solo did poetry, Queen Dolores Gray, Art McCoy radio show co-host. Yeah, did four Zumba workouts. Sister Alonda was, it was nice. It was nice. It was nice to have Ra Solo and an untalented Al Porter man in the street who has no rhythm whatsoever. I'm trying to do Zumba. It was all right. And so, Irving Joe Cafe did concessions. Silver B did give out and explain the whole Yahshua, the Messiah handout. And so, I just want to say I'm glad that people did show up for that workshop. And if you're wondering what happened, it's because I feel like, wow, once by land, twice by sea. When the power goes out around you, I have this nice little lantern. So, it kind of takes me back to what some people would say is old school. As a matter of fact, I'm going to at least take the time to read part of the official paperwork that I had on that's Bill Silver B. Richards handed out, how the name Yahshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, became Jesus. And, you know, part of it was, did you know that if you could go back to the time of the 12 apostles, if you walked up to Peter and said, please take me to see Jesus Christ, equivalent of who or what is that? Did you know that no one who followed Jesus was capable of accurately pronouncing in English the name Jesus? The truth is, if you could go back in time, Peter would probably say something more like, come, let me introduce you to Yahshua, the Messiah. See, when Angel Gabriel came to Mary and, you know, told her she was going to have a son and what the child's name was to be, Luke 1:31, the sound of the name that Mary heard came from Gabriel's lips and was very close to, if not exactly, Yahushua, pronounced Yahushua. In modern Hebrew script, Yahushua looks like, and there's a whole symbol, and is read from right to left. And this name was the blending of two Hebrew words. The first part, Yehu, Y-E-H, that's part of God's name that is sometimes used at the beginning or end of a Hebrew name. The second part of the Messiah's name, Shua, S-H-U-A, in the Hebrew word for deliverance, meaning saves. The name, it's a name like Barbara, is often shortened to Barb. To see the same parable. And the four-syllable name, Yahushua, was shortened to three syllables, Yahshua. And basically, early on, when the Gospels were being written and the story of Yahshua, the Messiah, was spreading in the Gentile nations, the story had to be translated to Greek. There are two ways a Hebrew name can be brought across a language barrier. Hebrew names always carry a meaning. And one way is to translate the name, which is bringing across, you know, the meaning of the name. The other method is the most common, and it's called, of course, transliteration. It's a transliteration, which is the bringing across the sound of the name. If the translators of the gospel story had translated Yeshua's name down through history, we might well know him as God saves today, because that is what his name means. In the case of Yeshua, the Greek-speaking world did the best they could to transliterate his name. Usually this involves a relatively easy process of swapping like-sounding letters so a reader would end up making the same sound when pronouncing the name. In many cases, this is not a problem. But in the case of the name Yeshua, there are four problems in bringing it across to Greek. Two of them are the fact that the ancient Greek language did not contain two of the sounds found in the name Yeshua. This may come as a surprise to English-speaking people, but the fact is the ancient Greek language did not contain any Y sound. as in yes, nor did it have a SH sound, as in show. Closest sound a Greek-speaking person could come to making a Y sound was by putting the two Greek letters, iota and eta, together and coming up with an EA sound. And the closest a Greek-speaking person could come to making an SH sound was the S sound by making the letter sigma. Changes Yeshua pronounced by a Greek-speaking person would naturally come out sounding like Yeshua. The third problem with transliterating Yeshua is the fact that traditionally, and this is the one that's very interesting, with the new official English pronunciation of the name Jesus, J-E-E-Z-U-Z, the last remaining sound found in the name Yeshua, the O, double O, as in soon, had vanished. Nothing in the name remains recognizable in either the sound or the meaning of the name Yeshua. It should also be pointed out that the word Christ is not a name, but a title. It's basically a Greek translation of the title Messiah and means anointed one. So all that is left of the sweet, gentle sound of Yeshua the Messiah is the series of phonetically harsh sounds, Jesus Christ, which no doubt has lent this name to the abuse it suffered. So, like I said, the reason that I'm reading like this is because this is kind of fun. It is. There's no power. And so, get play the music and go to the phone lines like I'd like to. The power might come back on and surprise a lot of people. If it does, mainly myself, I'll be very thankful for that. I wouldn't complain one bit. I'll be extra happy. But as of right now, if that doesn't happen, I'm kind of cool. One of the reasons I would be kind of cool is because sometimes you have plans for certain things to come up, and if it happens, that's cool. If it doesn't, that's cool. But for those who don't know, I guess I have to give you a little bit of some of the history of the stuff I've been involved in because I'm there. So I kind of know some of what has happened here and there for the simple fact that by being there, it kind of helped. For those who don't know, you know, last Friday night, you had a coalition of people together. I named a bunch of them. It was a lot to be left said. It was just a lot of coalition members. And the reason that I'm saying that is because I did call their names earlier. Let's just visit the scene of the crime once again so people will have an idea of kind of what happened, which is all right with me. See, if you're working with a coalition, that means basically speaking a group of people who want to get some things to work together and stand strong. And that's kind of what happened. Some of the members in the coalition that should be noted are people who showed up last Friday. You know, you might have had Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Carl Stokes Brigade, Cleveland-led City Network, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, Pure Women's Coalition, Northeast Ohio Black Coalition, Ohio Organizing Collaborative, Ohio Student Association, Puncture the Silence, Stop Mass Incarceration, Refuse Fascism, Showed Up for Racial Justice Surge, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, and, of course, the Tamir Rice Foundation. So for all the ones who are online who are saying, okay, he's talking a lot. Why hasn't he gotten to the phone line? Kind of hard to do that. But I guess the weather has finally figured out a way to freeze up some wires. But anyway, why did we go out there? Well, I can tell you why. It was because the past week, you know, what brought us to where we were, and this is very important, was because last Friday evening, for those still listening online, man in the street had to be at Reverend Theopolis Cavendish Church, Greater Abyssinia, on, you know, East 105. Now, you might ask why. It's because they decided to give Armand Butish, Cuyahoga County Executive, the Humanitarian Award. And it's very interesting. Due to the deaths at the county jail, you had low-level people committing suicide, about six of them,
but it's low level, so that means they were probably going to get out. So why kill themselves? That's a different story. Deplorable conditions, and about 45 youth who've died under the care of Armand Budish in Children's Family Services. All right, now, with that being said, I guess Al Porter Band in the street last Friday night. I had no choice, and we did have certain people out there like Don Bryant, Inner City Republican Movement, and others. But I had no choice but to give the EJA Award outside. It was a nice little trophy, too. And it had the name, the EJA Award. I had to pull it out, the, you know, little envelope. And it went to Reverend Theophilus Cavanaugh. Now, see the EJA Awards. If anybody remembers the movie, Django. There you go. Django was the movie. Samuel L. Jackson starred in Django as he played a white owner's ass-kissing, sympathetic house Negro. So the house Negro's name, black dude, he was the house Negro by the name of Eskimo Joe. So the Eskimo Joe Award went straight to Reverend Cavanaugh. I guess, you know, like I said, Reverend Cavanaugh couldn't give the humanitarian award to Jimmy DeMora. He's a little bit tied up at the moment. David Dukes, yep, he's trying to mount a comeback. And President Trump kind of has some wall problems. So you might say, that's kind of cruel for you to do that to that man. Why would you do it to that man? Why would you do that? Well, okay. Let's go back to why I ended up giving that award in the first place. And the reason being is because if you look at how things happen, I'm just saying, if you look at how things happen, the Greater Cleveland Chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Now, somebody by the name of C. Ellen Connolly, she wrote up and said the Greater Cleveland Chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which was the SCLC under Reverend Cavanaugh's leadership, they chose to give the Martin Luther King Jr. Scholarship Gala Humanitarian Award to Armand Budish. Now, like she said, for the SCLC to single out Budish as Humanitarian of the Year is like naming Hugh Jackson Coach of the Year. And now the thing was, what has happened is in 2018, 8 inmates died in jail. The United States Marshal labeled the conditions there as inhumane and has called it probably the worst jail in the country. Cuyahoga County Grand Jury is currently deliberating the who, if anyone, should bear criminal responsibility for conditions in a jail. And on a weekly basis, the voice of protesters protesting jail's conditions can be heard because New Year's Eve, we took the protest to Budish home. Now, they said the Cuyahoga Department of Children and Family Services also under Budish control during his administration. The agency has experienced several troubling incidents involving children in their charge, such as homelessness, services to the elderly, a high infant mortality, drug addiction, and deaths by overdose, all loom large in our county. Humanitarian issues that impact the daily lives of hundreds of thousands of citizens, which is why the announcement of Budish as Humanitarian of the Year by SCLC came as a surprise. Now, you know, we all know, and it was greatly pointed out in the article, the Budish County Executive is not in a position to wave a magic wand and solve these problems, which predate his administration, but neither has he or his administration shown any effort that goes and above the call of duty to solve them, especially in the jail. You know, humanitarians cook and deliver meals in kitchens. They volunteer at the homeless shelter. They do a whole lot of philanthropic gifts, and they're saying, wait a minute, he should do more to show that. Because if you go back to the founding in 1957 by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the SCLC has a long and distinguished, you know, history for activism for the rights of African Americans, spoke out for the poor and oppressed of all races. His leaders have stood up to make America a better place for all Americans. They walked that extra mile, but Budish never made the effort. So, as a result, a review of the campaign finance report filed by Armand Budish's campaign committee for 2018 shows that his campaign committee made a $5,000 contribution to the SCLC on December 31st, 2018, Interesting timing, considering the more than $723,000 that he has in his war chest. $5,000 does not seem like a great deal of money, but it was enough for the SCLC to put a serious dent in its credibility. And, you know, it's very, very interesting. So it was that reason why a lot of us showed up Cavendish Church. You know, as I look at my time frame on what's left, and I can always say I appreciate being able to look and see it, with, you know, I'll say the 9 minutes left on this program, at least this should let you know. So, in case you ever run into any storm of the century or anything like that, definitely have flashlights, candles, stuff like that, just to be on the safe side. Anyway, back to my little story about why Reverend Cavendish earned the legendary first annual Eskimo Joe Award. And it was given to him right outside. We just couldn't get another of those house Negro pastors to come get it to give it to him. But that's all right. I have to do that. But the thing is, that money that was put out there, it just looks like Reverend Cavendish really bought and paid for his own award. And it's a shame that Reverend Cavendish and the rest of the little cronies went along with it. It's a shame, pitiful, you name it. As I look here to see what else is happening, I just want to let people know, you know, there are a lot of misconceptions about when you do certain things. So as I'm here online, and, you know, I thank the phone callers who are coming in and trying to get in contact and all of that. Kind of can't do that when the studio that you're in gets hit by, I would say, no power. It happens. I can deal with it. But back to the oven, because this is vaguely important. I just want to thank everybody who took the time and chose to call in, people who chose to be a part of the program. 7 minutes and some change. So let me rear back here and just say that I'm glad I went on and got rid of a lot of announcements. I don't have to do them now. But I can go back and say, what are we doing to live Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream? I can tell you one thing I'm doing, which I think is very thankful. Getting people to at least feel empowered. See, once again, I was part of a group of people. And when those people came to Black on Black Crime Incorporated, they said, hey, as a matter of fact, Jeff Mixon from Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, said we have different groups who want to recall the mayor. They want to recall Armand Butish. They want to recall a couple of council people. And I had to look at it. And my thing is this. I'm so used to gathering vigils. I'm so used to gathering in different places where people sit back and complain, but nobody offers solutions. Now, the solution is, even though there are some council people I really like, I won't take part in their recall, but as our organization, Black on Black Crime, we just listen and do what the people want. There are a couple of council people that I really feel, you know something? I can see that. I can also see Mayor Frank G. Jackson being recalled because, like I said, that whole Peace Alliance thing, the Lynn Sabah Peace in the Hood, Minister Loretta Ferguson, Hank Davis from Icons, Shalana, that was a big loss, big blow. They can't stop crime, but what they could do, because of street credibility, people would come by and let them know what happened, give them tips, and police arrest them within 24 hours or less, perpetrated something. That's gone. So some of these nutcase criminals are saying, you know something? I can do more stuff, which causes other folks to say, I can do stuff and hide out. And in December, losing the Guardian Angels really hurt. Hurt for a lot of different reasons, but it did hurt. So I could either gather and complain at a coffee shop, a bus stop, on the phone,
before I can get up off my ass. And so you know something? It just brought up something. We need to get out there and do some active recalls. Change the environment. Show people that all you have to do is work with a couple of different attorneys who are hungry, read the language, go through and file everything, and take control of your own destiny. That's kind of what East Cleveland did. When East Cleveland did it, they got rid of a mayor and a president of city council. That's it. The example needed to be set. How to change your environment. That's it. Either you're going to talk about it or you're going to do something about it. I've done a lot of vigils. Plenty of them. But it's time to change that mindset. What can you do? Oh, the root causes of mayors sitting at the top right now? Let's let them know that we're not happy. Says some people who come up and say, you know, Mr. Porter, you should have requested a meeting. I've had phone conversations with the mayor that would have face-to-face on at least maybe 11 different occasions. Seen him at activities, spoke to him. Things haven't really changed. Now, I'm going to let you know, I'm not saying that any of these people are bad people. I didn't say that. I'm sure Mayor Frank Jackson is a great guy. But sometimes you might not be great for your position. As a matter of fact, Women's March, it was nice to see about 1,000 plus come together. I had to speak at 1 o'clock. Now, Mayor Frank G. Jackson's never spoken at a Women's March before. Been invited, never showed. The first time he showed up at 1, 11 a.m. he spoke. And then I was glad. I was glad. I didn't get up on stage with him because it's a conflicting message. And 11 a.m. wasn't even really part of the march. I showed up to speak at my slot at the Old Stone Church after everything moved from outside to inside. I went inside and I spoke, called off the names of women who had died by police victims of police shootings and other things that had happened. Yeah, no. As well as all the ladies' names from Imperial Avenue, Seymour Avenue, East 93rd, East Cleveland, women who were suffering because of the Jewish Holocaust, women who were suffering by the unholy war of the Dreamers and Muslim women, and women who had been victimized through slavery in America. And also Aja Frazier. You might say Aja Frazier. She's the one who died because Lance Mason, former judge, beat her about 20 times, socked up, smashed her head in the dashboard about 10 times, got thrown in prison. They let him out early, and Mayor Frank G. Jackson said, it's all right. And Marshall Fudge said, hey, that's cool. And they basically brought him into work, and they kind of condoned everything. That's kind of what happened. I want to say that because for those who say second chance, I say let's be fair. The man was a politician and a judge. Am I correct? Okay, got it. How about reentry? How about Mo Stone or Big Duke or your cousin Lil Lonnie? They get out of jail for selling drugs after a couple of years. Mayor Frank G. Jackson, give them a job? To work in the city of Cleveland? Making almost $100,000, basically speaking, and get their life back on track? Does he? Come on. The little Susie who was out there strawberry, and she gets out of treatment. Can she go down and get a second-chance job for $40,000 or $45,000 in the position? Well, Mel Frank Jackson said, I don't know if I can trust that position, but Lance Mason, give him a chance. He's a good guy. Something to think about. Hey, everybody, have a blessed evening. Power, come on soon. Peace.